from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The excuse train is rolling in. Haven't even played yet.
Everything you just said there, I think is true.
Makes sense.
But are they only doing it because they just don't really think he can get there? So it's easy to demand it. If you already are down on Watson.
Oh, I don't know.
If you are down on Deshaun Watson, if you are very, very doubtful that the Browns made the right move here and the things you've seen in the first 2 years have done nothing to get you closer to feeling great about that move. Is that one of those things where you're like, all right, fix it. Come on, let's see it.
I'll get to those folks. 216-474-0092.
You are asking him to go from the bottom third in the league, which is what he's been in his 2 years statistically, and all those quarterback tiers that don't even mention him as a relevant franchise quarterback. Asking him to go from there to... You better look lights out in the opener, in which you have not prepared yourself in the preseason.
It is not, and they will say, whose fault is that? That's not my fault. They will say that. Anthony, it's just they are tired of waiting. They don't want to wait anymore. They don't care. He wasn't drafted here. I do think there is a segment of fans that are actively rooting against them or against him. They consider themselves Browns fans, and they don't like him here, and they don't think he's worth the money or the hassle or any of the problems, and they don't want him to succeed, so they believe that the sooner he fails, the quicker they can get him out of there. I do believe that there are people who do that, but I believe the vast majority, hands up, right hand up, are saying, I need him to do well. I want him to do well. I am tired of waiting on him to do well. I've had an entire offseason of other fans ripping us, making fun of us over this contract, over this trade. I've had the people that decided to go with Baker because he seems to be a messiah for everybody out there go and make fun of us for not getting further than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I really don't have much to say back to them other than, well, yeah, but he's still not that great of a quarterback because they gave him $100 million. And they go, yeah, what'd your guy do recently? I got nothing to say back to that. Now, do I? So I think they're tired of that, and they want to see some return. And they are tired of hearing guys like me and guys like you stand here and go, hey, you know, it's been 10 months, and yeah, they didn't really ramp him up during the preseason. Ah, you know, it's a 17-game schedule, and these things tend to take... No, they want the truth, and what they want is for us to tell it unvarnished the way we see it. And damn it, if he does well, I'll say it, and if he doesn't, I will say it as well. I don't know how well he's going to do. Historically, he's not done great in opening days. But if he doesn't do great on the opening day, I'm not saying it's done forever. Never said that. I'm saying I got to call it like it is. I ain't going to sit here and say rust hours on Monday morning. Won't happen.
That's all I'm saying is, Ken, is like, if he struggles to start out this game, I mean, I can understand that. Like, I'd actually be kind of surprised if he played great in this first game. Like, he just hasn't seen normal football at the way that, haven't we talked about, like, his processing, his ability to read stuff has been a tick off with Cleveland. Why would we expect that to be honed in and ready to go this week?
I don't know. I don't think they expect it. I think they demand it, and I do think there's a difference. I don't think they expect it. I think they're nervous about it.
What do you expect?
I think they're nervous. I expect him to be a tick off. I expect him to have to hone that in during the game and get used to live action.
So you're not that far off from where I am.
But I can't sit there and say rust on Monday. It's up to them. They're paid professionals. He's not a high school quarterback anymore. So I can sit there and say this all day long about other quarterbacks. They care about their quarterback. They care about their football team. Okay? They've had to sit here and watch a team that went to the postseason last year just get dumped on all offseason. And have them with the over-unders, 8 wins, 8.5 wins. Cynthia Freeland has them at 8.7? It's not a playoff team. 9 wins, that's not a playoff team. Not to this fan base.
I mean, why do you think the Bengals got Joe Burrow in the preseason game? It was only one game. But why do you think they...
Get him some live reps?
I mean, but why do you think that was important to them?
Because they wanted him to get some live reps because he hadn't had live reps in a long time. And I think it was important to Kevin Stefanski to get Deshaun Watson in and get him some live reps. And then he says this thing. And then, of course, his starting left tackle goes down.
Right.
Or the guy he had starting at that time to be a starting left tackle.
I mean, your own coach, for anybody telling me that I'm crazy to expect rust, I think your own coach wanted to try to prevent that. And then he couldn't.
216-474-0092. Let me get to Jim and Perry. Hello, Jim.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi, Jim.
Jim.
Hey, Lima, come on. This Deshaun, like, there's always an excuse for this dude. And Ken's absolutely right. I would say 95. You know what? I'll home back and go 80%. 80% of the fans around here are so tired of this dude and his excuses, and we're tired of waiting. You know why we're tired of waiting? Because all the dude has done since he's come here is take lavish vacations, take money, and not show up. I called this from the very beginning. Go back and look. This is a failed experiment. It's going to be a failed experiment. The Browns shot themselves in the foot, and it's rearing its ugly head.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now. And what makes it even worse is that we keep restructuring his contract and it's only digging us into a hole. I listened to a podcast about what exactly restructuring contracts do in the long run, and it's only sustainable if we keep doing it. If we keep signing guys to these ridiculous deals and just keep that cash flow flowing in. People want to know why at Huntington Bank Field is now the name of the stadium. Because Haslam needs that cash flow. But here's the problem.
Wait a minute. Hold on. They're worth like $9 billion. Let's ease up on some of that stuff and stay on task of what Deshaun Watson is, for crying out loud.
So I've been calling it for weeks. I've irritated you about these interviews. I'm not going to bring up what the interview was talked about. But when is enough going to be enough with this guy? He's a clown. He doesn't want to play. We weren't his first choice.
That I disagree. We weren't his first choice, but I disagree that he doesn't want to play. No, I disagree he doesn't want to play.
Jim, we just played audio from Deshaun Watson that said when he suffered that injury and had to have surgery, They were talking he could be out till November of this year. Yeah, he's playing in the opener.
You were just tough talking to Sean Watson at the beginning of the show about what he says in his media.
No, but what I'm saying is if he didn't want to play, he could have easily said, well, you know, his shoulder's not ready to go. He is playing this week.
Yeah, he is playing.
Okay, so but the thing is, if it was as important to him as it is to some of those players on that team and to some of the fans in this town, this hard-working, blue-collar town, the dude doesn't get us. He doesn't care.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with him wanting to play or not, Jim. Jim, let me ask you this. Are you the fan I'm talking about when I said there's guys who consider themselves Browns fans and they want him to fail?
I don't want him. I want the Browns to win.
You sure?
And I hope.
Because you're coming up with a lot of stuff that has nothing to do with the original point of your phone call that goes against Deshaun Watson and goes against this football team. I don't think I believe you, Jim.
Ken?
What?
I have suffered decades.
So has everybody else. So have I. I'm 38 years old. I've suffered just as long as you.
Okay.
Get me back to the point. I asked you a question. I don't believe you in your answer, Jim.
Ken.
Jim.
Here's the thing. After all that money and all those draft picks, we could have definitely built a solid future with a quarterback who is ready now.
We're back to the
who can play
to the point.
Now. Deshaun is not ready to play.
We got there to the point.
He's never going to be himself.
At least we got
ever.
To the point. There you go. Thank you very much for the call.
The part about not getting us, what would that look like?
I don't understand.
What would that look like?
That I don't know. I don't
know. He's mad because he took the trips. I mean, these NFL guys all take trips during the offseason.
The blue-collar thing's easy to come back on. I will say, though, when Baker was here, you saw him. You saw pictures of him all the time in the community.
You did see more of him. Yes, absolutely.
You see Deshaun Watson in the community.
I don't see a ton of pictures.
I've seen plenty of pictures of him in the community.
Of Deshaun Watson.
He bought
with Baker.
Championship rings for a high school team. Those are kids.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about just him being out on a random Tuesday doing things.
Well, I can't help that he doesn't carry around a camera with him like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I'm not killing him for it. I'm just saying, I saw that a ton.
There is no doubt.
Maybe it was because Baker lived on my side of town, and I see Baker at the same places that my kids are frequenting, the training places.
Guys, there is,
like that.
There is no doubt.
Baker lived in Crocker Park. I don't know where Deshaun lives,
no
but I don't think it's on the west
Baker
side.
Baker had a much, much, much stronger connection with the fans than Deshaun does. But, you know, Deshaun wasn't drafted here. And he came out of the gates having to serve a suspension.
Yeah.
Then he got injured and has not played well.
I mean, it is
so
different.
There's no checks there. There's no check mark. Like,
when he started in Houston, like he was the king of the town.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, and he was very active there.
Yes.
In
he was everywhere.
I saw.
But there wasn't the baggage around him that there is
I'm not
here.
Mad at him for
he
it. I understand why
he
he's
didn't
not.
Come in and replace the guy that had his pictures taken with all their babies.
And saying that he's not a blue-collar guy like us.
I think he wants to
play. Because
you
don't see him out there.
I think he wants to play. 216-474-0092. The blue-collar thing, I think Jim is finding reasons
that is
to
a Mad
be
Libs.
Angry.
That's a Cleveland Mad
yes.
Lib.
Yes, I can throw blue-collar in front of anything.
And he needed to have a phone conversation taped with Bernie Kosar.
216-474-0092.
That's a layup. If the PR people for Deshaun, they need to wisen up. That's an easy one. He'll take your call. He talks to Nick Wilson.
He'll
talk to anybody.
Football practice.
He went to
Come
Axel's
on.
Practice.
He talked to all the parents. He talked to all the kiddos. Which, by the way, that was great because there were a lot of people who were like texting me afterwards. Which the kids are like 9 years old. They have to be. None of them are watching football the way we did. I did when I was 9 years old. Guys in this room who do this for a living.
They weren't watching the 89 AFC Championship game.
They were not. And it was great because, I mean, these are guys who, he was their hero. And so they get to have conversations with their kids and go, this is the second greatest Browns quarterback who ever lived. You should have seen it. It was amazing. It was such a nice moment. I love Bernie.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.